broke back from my sight. But it didn't affect my mind too much because then there wasn't much good to start with. Unworthy a sinner and far from the fold, I wandered in darkness alone, with no one to comfort my poor dying soul, and nothing for sin to atone. But Jesus left heaven for me, left the comforts of glory for me. At Calvary he suffered misery untold. He cared that much for my soul. His Spirit convicted and made me believe. He saved me and pardoned my soul. Now in him I'm happy. To his love I cling. Without him, I'm nothing at all. Amen. Because Jesus left heaven for me.
Thank you.
Left the comforts of glory for me.
Yes, he did.
At Calvary he suffered misery untold. He cared that much for my soul. Yes, he cared that much for my soul.
Amen.
What hath this man done that he deserves to die? I find no fault in him that we should crucify. But the angry mob was satisfied with nothing less than blood. They cried, "Crucify him, crucify the perfect Son of God." What hath this man done that he deserved to die? He healed the sick and raised the dead, brought sight to blinded eyes. Yet on the cross of Calvary, the sinless one did hang in agony, by all forsaken, dying for my sin.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. For God so loved you that he gave his only Son, that if you would believe on him, heaven would be your home. For the wrath of God will not abide on he who hath the Son. Won't you reconsider for your soul, what hath this man done?
Amen.
Yes, what hath this man done?
Amen. Amen.